Gerada's Delight looming deeper, running up behind them, the stunning nun, then Fame Assured, spellbound into the home straight, leads the way, Amazing Dream, Gerada's Delight out wide, goes to the lead, Amazing Dream kicking with spellbound, it's a local victory, Gerada's Delight blows up the tote board, winning it, beating spellbound, Amazing Dream. Better.
Well, it certainly did blow up the tote board, Gerada's Delight paying 250-1. And for trainer Jack Butler, it was unbelievable because he became a Group 1 winning trainer. And he joins us this morning on Racing Pulse. So congratulations, Jack.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Now, be honest, did you have something on? Did anyone have a piece of the 250s?
I've got a couple of mates up from Bathurst, and one of them had $5 to win on it. that's the only one I know of.
You didn't have a little each way yourself?
No. Nah, not at all. I can stop them pretty quick, so I just love watching them go around.
Could you believe that it won?
Look, we knew we had a right and everything like that, and as you can imagine, when the barrier draw came out, just see it, kicked us in the backside a bit. But yeah, look, she's been going terrific, and their mods were not that we ever thought we could win the race by no means, beat them two New Zealand mares, but. Yeah, she probably was form was a lot better than 250-1. Put it that way.
Well,
and,
She did a tough, as you mentioned, from that draw to win the Golden Girl final, Albion Park as well. Group one winning trainer. How much does that mean to you?
Yeah, well, I've been training for a while now, and that's sort of what you strive to do. And ran a few placings and things in group ones, but never actually got there. And yeah, it was amazing. Yeah, a massive thrill.
What about family and friends? Could they believe it? Did you tip her to anyone?
No, not at all. I'm probably the worst judge anyway, so no one would listen to me anyway. But not at all, mate. We were just happy to be in the race, and like I said, we knew we had a right, but that was just a dream come true when she hit the front.
What do you do with her now?
She's in the Blacks of Fake on Saturday night. She drew barrier two, but. King of Swing draw on one, it just looks like his race, doesn't it? But, she's up against the big boys now, but, there wasn't much left for her, and we thought we're here, we might as well have a go at it, and there we go.
Well, King of Swing's $1.25 in the Blacks of Fake, so what price are you?
I think they put me up about 100-1, something like that, which is, that sort of feels probably fair.
Well, that means you're twice a good a chance as winning as you were last week.
I hope it happens again anyway. It'd be lovely.
Will you have anything on this week?
No. I've missed the boat now. So I'll just, we'll just watch it go around and hope we can run another good race and, go from there.
Well, it's a remarkable story to bring up your first Group 1 win at 250-1. So it's an amazing lineup that you're up against on Saturday night. You are the, other than the emergency, the outsider at 100-1. But as you showed last week, fairy tales can occur. How many horses have you got now? Because what's it, about 15 years ago, is it? You moved up, or 10 or 15 years to the Sunshine State?
Yeah, 7. I think we're just going on 7 years now. Seven. And. Yeah, we always sort of work around between 30 and 40, and that's a good number, about 35 at the moment. So, things are ticking along really good.
Well, Jack, good luck on the weekend. Well done on the Group 1 at 250-1 last week.
Yeah, thanks, Heath. Appreciate it.